It is hard to imagine the changes that took place in the American Southeast during the 16th century. The Spanish came looking for gold. However, they brought something with them that transformed the area forever. The story of life before and after those explorers is this edition of The American Countryside. Daniel Stevens can tell you much about the history of Florida, history that spans over 500 years. He says today's Sunshine State was a key spot for Spain and the New World.
Florida plays an important role in shipping, especially when you have ships laden with treasure coming from Central and South America. The Spanish king needs a place for these ships to land.
Treasure ships could use Florida as a safe haven to rest and to avoid pirates. In May of 1539, one of Spain's conquistadors landed in Florida to gain that needed foothold in North America.
De Soto's expedition is the largest that comes through Florida. He has about 650 soldiers, as well as about 200 to 300 merchants and tradesmen, because he's also sent here not to explore and conquer, but originally he was sent here to try to colonize.
De Soto did not find treasure, and he failed to establish a colony. However, the mission greatly affected those who lived here.
We estimate that Florida's population between 300 to 500,000 individuals. In American Southeast, they estimated upwards of 4 to 5 million people total.
Those population figures were for the time period when De Soto landed in Florida. Changes were visible to a new era of European explorers.
When Tristan da Cunha comes into Pensacola, he notices there is a great decrease from what De Soto's men witnessed in Alabama. So much so that within 150 years, it's estimated that there is a 90 to 95% population decimation due to disease as well as warfare between England and Spain.
The De Soto expedition ventured far from Florida, though, traversing much of today's southeastern United States. So what happened to De Soto? That's next time as we travel the countryside in Bradenton, Florida. I'm Andrew McCray.